starting the second pack of Baba Basra. This is something called Nizkei Shcheinim, which means people that live near are as neighbors to one another. They have to be careful not to do things even in his own side that can have a detrimental effect on the other side. So lo yach be'odem bo samach l'boyin shel chaveiro. One is not allowed to dig over the border. His friend has a pit, water pit. You're not allowed to dig one too close to his, because he's going to cause the friend's water pit to cave in. V'loy shiach is another type of pit. V'loy ma'ora, a third type, which is covered over pit. V'am samayim, a water way you should not dig. V'am brachas akayvsim is some hole in the that they used for doing laundry. These are all types of holes that have water in them, and the digging causes damages, and the water leakage causes damage. You have to be three tefachim away, the Gemara says, from the koisel of the bar of his friend. So basically, each one has to be three tefachim away from the border, six tefachim away from one another. That Chazal felt is a further far away enough. The digging of one won't damage the other one. When he digs, also he has to put lime on it so that it shouldn't leak so much. Machikim is a gefes, this a zevel, this a melech. These are things that have heat in them, and the heat also could damage his friend's wall. So if you want to make a pile of gefes, is pressed olives, that the peels that remain behind, they decompose and it gets hot. Or zevels are also some type of decomposing compost. And melach is some type of salt also that had some type of heat in it. Sid is lime, sloim, all stem stones that had heat in them. Because of Abeya, Shloisha Tvachim, Besod Besid. Yeah. That the Gemara says that one of the two is enough. Either you mach a gimel tvachim, or you put limestone to protect the wall. Yeah. Machikim says zroim. Zroim, if you plant different plants near somebody's wall, so the roots can damage the wall. So it's a machresha. It's a plow. Also, you shouldn't do it close to the wall, because it also can damage the wall. It's a meir glaim, urine. Because shloshet tefachim, you have to be three tefachim away from the friend's wall. Machikim aserachem shloshim min hashechav shem abba min harachav. If you have a millstone, the grinding of the millstone also shakes up the earth, and it's not good for the wall. So therefore, it has to be three tefachim. The bottom stone, which is wider than the top stone, has to be three tefachim away, which is four tefachim away. The top stone is four tefachim away from the wall of his neighbor. Also, an oven you have to have separate from the wall, because it causes that extra heat. It's the base of it is wider than the top, so it has to be three tefachim. The base has to be three tefachim away, which the top part of it will be four tefachim away.